This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And you're listening to That's the Ticket. Today we're getting witchy, we're getting Wintech, and welcoming some musical theatre chat back to TTT. Today I'm pleased to be joined by a couple of cast members from the Wintech Performing Arts students' upcoming production of The Witches of Eastwick. Friend of the show, Kate Scotting, is here along with a new guest, Noah Fortune. Welcome, mate.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Welcome back. Kate, I feel like has it been years?
I think it was like last year. Was it Be More Chill? Yeah, it was Be More Chill.
Here we go. You'd be surprised how often Be More Chill comes up here on that.
Really?
And how often I forget the name of the show. I can visualise it. And then guests will be like, no, it's Be More Chill. And then we have that kind of eureka moment. But yeah, welcome back. I'm glad you made it back. Good things take time. And Noah, like, I love all my guests equally, but it's really nice to have a new face in the studio. I get a lot of returning guests. And I feel like, again, you're one of those people who I've talked about on the show, but have yet to have had on, like, here.
Famous.
Yeah, world famous in Hamilton, bruh.
Hell yeah. Yes.
No, well, I mean, you know, you do, both of you, you know, are no strangers to the theatre scene. You've been on stage a fair bit over the last few years, and so I think, you know, we're getting that recognition.
Just famous, I guess.
Everyone's just, like, vibing with the fame, but we'll see. it's fully gone to my head because, you know, I'm a world-famous podcast host here in Hamilton, so I'm just, you know, just chilling with it. I also have an identical twin, so I get called the wrong name, like, every day of my entire life. So, you know, I'm really clinging to that granule of fame. But I'll get back on track because immediately out the gate, I've already just gone wildly off task. Get ready for more of that, team. But we're talking about The Witches of Eastwick, which is, I want to say a new musical, but it's not that new, eh?
Yeah.
I would say it's like, what did you say, like early 2000s?
Yeah, I think it was early 2000s, maybe late 90s, potentially.
I would say so.
Yeah.
It's quite... not too recent, but, like, still within the 21st century, so...
I feel like I was probably your guys' age when I, like, discovered the show. And that was, despite how young I sound, potentially a little while ago. But it's based off a film, right?
Yeah, it's based off of, like, a 1980s film.
Yeah.
And a book, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Safe space, but have either of you watched the film or read the original book?
I have not.
No.
I am not the biggest reader. And, like, for older movies, I haven't watched, like, older movies coming out as of late. Like, I don't know. It's just movies are kind of, like, hard to watch, especially, like... Is it a musical movie as well?
No.
I also haven't seen the movie, so I can't comment.
I think the movie, this is why I haven't watched it, movie is very different to the musical,
okay.
I'm pretty sure. So I don't want that to taint my view of the musical, so...
Okay, we came full circle with that response, didn't we, sis? Can't buy. But, okay, so we're talking about The Witches of Eastwick, the musical. It's coming up at the Meteor Theatre, opening this week. You guys are running from the 27th to the 29th of November with 7 p.m. shows, and you've got a cheeky 2 p.m. matinee in on the 29th. So does that mean that means two show day, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, we love to see it.
Yes, we do.
Do we love to do it?
Yeah.
You're saying yes and shaking your head. No. Hey, what happens in the studio stays in the studio. We just got a few people listening right now. It's all good. So you're on at the Meteor coming up this week. And then my favourite question to ask is, like, the what question. Like, can you guys tell me a bit more about the show? It's up to you how spoilery we get.
Do you want to take it away, Kate, or do you want me?
Yeah, I can take it away. Easy. Maybe you can jump in.
Okay, easy as.
I can also jump in, even though I don't know that much about the show, but let's do it.
Okay, well, it's based in the town of Eastwick, and it's like a small town, like think Cambridge vibes. Mm, think Cambridge. Anyways, and there are these three ladies, and they're like outcasts in the little town, and they want to find a man. They're having like trouble with their love life, and then they magically sing a song and summon a man, but maybe he's not who he appears to be.
Ooh, more than meets the eye.
Okay, I'm sensing some magic is afoot.
Maybe.
Are they sisters?
Nope.
No.
Okay, I don't know where I got that from. I think I just assumed probably based off Macbeth, and I can say Macbeth because we're in a, like, we're in a radio station. We're not in a theater, so it's not bad luck. Okay, and who are you guys playing in the show?
So I'm playing one of the witches, Suki.
Suki.
And I'm playing Daryl Van Horn, this mysterious man that appears into the town of Eastwick.
Okay, this makes sense now. All right. That sounds fun for you guys. Because it's a WinTech like production, I assumed you guys have worked together before.
Yeah.
Because
even outside of WinTech.
Yeah.
We worked together with the show The Toxic Avenger, musical.
Yes.
Yeah, that was fun.
And that was a really cool experience, yeah.
Oh, crikey, you guys have been busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have.
A little bit busy.
Too busy?
No.
I wouldn't say too busy. I think with this year in particular, I managed to try to space myself out with how much I can handle. I think last year I started to bombard myself with a lot of things, but this year's felt a lot more easier to go through with these kinds of shows and projects and balancing that with WinTech as well.
Okay, if there are any actors listening to that, so take it right now. Please take note of what Noah has just said. No, because it's a recurring theme here on That's the Ticket is people come on to talk about one project and then like 2 weeks' time they're back because they're like, hey, I'm doing another thing. And I'm like, how do you have time? But so I assume because it's a WinTech production, you guys are both WinTech students.
That's correct.
What year are we in?
So I'm in my third year, my final year. Yeah, this is the last week and then I'm free. The chains are broken.
Oh, my goodness me. They grow up so fast, don't they? Kate, what year are you?
I'm in my second year, so I've got one more year to go after this one.
Okay. So do you have first years in this one too, or is it just second and third?
We cut them.
Yeah, they're not good enough to be in our show.
Whoa, you were one of them once, mate. Come on now.
It's not my decision. Please, don't bash me.
All right. Well, maybe in the song break, but I've got some more questions. So how long have you guys been, like, working on this one? Because obviously it's part of, like, your course, right?
Mm. Yeah. So we've been working on it, like, this whole, like, last half of the term. I would say September, maybe?
Yeah, so it would have been around end of September.
Yeah.
Because we would have come back from a bit of a break from WinTech and then... Yeah, as soon as we got in, we were right back into it.
Just on the tools.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, great. I mean, you guys are probably used to it because it is a performing arts degree, so it's probably not your first rodeo with like, okay, we got to get the show on the road. And just circling back to the show, do you guys know if there's like an age rating for this one? Or are there any like themes that we need to warn people about?
Yes.
Oh, yep. I would say a lot of sexual themes.
Okay.
Heavy sexual themes, I'd say. The coarse language as well, I would say.
Don't say any of the language on the radio, guys.
No. You can save that for the tickets. If you want to hear me swear, go buy your tickets now. Come by.
All right. There's a first time for everything, and I never thought this would be a first time I've had that on That's the Ticket. You know, I always do the bit, I'm like, if you want to put a face to the voice, go buy tickets. But not once has someone been like, if you want to hear me swear. Okay. But circling back to the age rating, there's some language, there's some sexual themes. You've been warned, you know your kids, enter at your own risk.
Yeah.
There's probably more info on the Meteor website. So if you're driving right now, pull over, go to themeteor.co.nz, check it out. The Witches of Eastwick, tickets are available now. And it's $27 general admission, correct? So, you know, get amongst it. And so you guys are working together on stage.
Mm. Yeah.
With this one. And then you've got two other, like, not sisters. I keep wanting to say sisters. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Two other, like...
besties.
Yeah. I was going to say witches, but besties feels less, like, negative. Who have we got on the team?
So Georgia Willits is Alex.
And she is a friend of Bits the Ticket.
Yes. And Letitia Austin is Jane.
Okay. Letitia is yet to come on the show, but there's always time, sis. Pointed stare.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
But like, how big is the cast?
I would say about 30.
Yeah.
Okay, that's quite
maybe.
A...
20 or 25, 30?
Yeah, exactly. Just
I've got quite a big year, and then you guys have got like a...
I would say, yeah, about over like just 25 around there, maybe it's lower.
Probably enough people to be getting on with, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, because everyone's out there, everyone's on stage, everyone's got to fit on stage at some point, I imagine. Mm. There is at least one point where everyone is there at once, right?
Yep.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, well, I feel like because your director, friend of the show, Kyle Chewin, was kind enough to send through some songs from the show, I should play some. The first song I've got is I Love a Little Town. Do you get to sing that?
I do.
Okay. Do you hate it yet, or are we still happy to?
I still enjoy the song quite a lot. It's a fun one.
Okay, that's good, because it's always, you know... I talk to people in Tech Week, this music is like drilled into their heads, and then I play it and they're like, oh, not this one again. But I'm glad we've still got some positivity. So here's I Love a Little Town from the original Broadway, I think it's the West End recording of, The Witches of Eastwick. So enjoy, team.
Whoa! There's nothing I enjoy so much as somewhere tucked away. It's the same from day to day. When nothing seems to happen, but the gums are always flapping. A town that might attract you, not with what, so much as who. With nothing to distract you, such as things to, well, to do. City life's impossible, wholly out of touch. Four-star restaurants and such, nah! The grub of these here parties beats the pants off lunch at Sardi's. Sure, some say life is gloomy in a place of no renown. Call me hick, sue me, but I love a little town. Yes, ma'am, I love a little town. I love the little streets, and I love those little houses. And goddamn, I love the little life. Sure, the small town folk are flighty, but holy crap, Christ almighty, I love a little town.
Now, Mr. Van Horn, your language.
Come on, this is not a real church. You guys are Methodists, right?
Oh.
I'm telling you, a little town's the place you gotta be. There's always stuff to see. No picture shows is showing, but by God, that grass keeps growing. No lights that might attract you, but in fact, where things ain't bright, well, a man can look and actually see the stars at night. Like bright little pinpricks in the black velvety darkness. Oh my God, that's probably the extent of nightlife in this godforsaken bit. Christ, all freaking mighty, what have I got myself into? Why don't you just take a gun right now and shoot me right between... I'm so sorry you're still here, aren't you? Yes, ma'am, I love the little town. I love the little streets, and I love those little houses. And goddamn, I love the little life. Sure, the small town folk are flighty, but holy crap, Christ almighty, I love the little town.
That's all very well, Mr. Van Horn, but what about the weather? What about the equity? What about them lights you talk about?
Honey, tea. You. F. F. Tough.
Tough?
Titty.
Oh, Mr. Van Horn.
Mrs. Gabriel, I happen to be a firm believer in shaking up the natural order from time to time. Keeps the critters on their toes.
The animals we're talking about don't have toes. They have talons, Mr. Van Horn. They have claws.
Honey, don't I know it.
Mr. Van Horn.
And now, my friends and neighbors, a toast if you'd allow me. Before we eat our ho-hos and drink our Kool-Aid down, I love this little party like I love you little people. And I love
a little town.
Bottoms up.
Cheeky tune for a Tuesday. Is this, I guess this is when, is this one of the songs you kind of sing when you join the chat, Noah, in the show?
Yeah, literally, yes, exactly. Yeah. Like, quite an ancient song as well. Like, as soon as I, like, the scene that I come be introduced and then rip that straight out of there.
Okay. Yeah. No pressure, mate. No pressure. Yeah. I mean, it's good to start strong. I don't know why I'm saying this. Like, I'm not a performer. I'm a podcast host, and I have a lot of opinions for no good reason. But welcome back to That's the Ticket with me, Hannah Mooney. I've got guests from The Witches of Eastwick. I've got Noah. I've got Kate. We've just been having a yarn about the show. Before we broke for that song, you mentioned that there's about, like, 25-ish people involved in this one, and I name-dropped one of your creative team, your director, Kyle. Why do we laugh?
He's a beloved man by
yeah,
all.
We love Kyle.
Oh, okay, because it just makes me feel like I've got it wrong, and I know I haven't.
No, you're fine.
But who else have we got on the team? Have we got a musical director, choreographer?
The one, the myth, the man, the legend, Nick Bray.
Nick Bray, back on those keys.
Dr. Nick Bray.
Yes. Oh,
excuse me.
Sorry.
Sacrilege from us, actually.
And choreo, have you guys got a choreographer?
Yeah, Rachel Blumendale.
Oh, friend of the show.
Exactly.
Actually, Nick is a friend of the show as well. Honestly, it's harder to find people who haven't been on the ticket at this point in time. And so I think... No, I can't remember if we mentioned it on air or if it was when we were in that song break, but you guys, obviously this is a musical, but as part of your course, you also do plays?
Yes, that's correct.
And so before this one, were you guys both in, was it The Cripple of Inishman?
No, so that would have been a third year exclusive.
Okay.
Didn't make the cut.
Okay.
No, these second years have their own play of their own.
Okay, what did you get to do?
We did this play called Bright Young Things.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I'm going to be a cheeky radio host, and I often like to ask this question when I have, especially when I have WinTech students in, because I know you guys get the best of both worlds.
Hmm.
But if we had to choose one, plays versus musicals, which one are you going to save from the burning building?
I'm saving musicals.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, like, everyone always picks musicals, right?
It's you've got the fun side of things along with the dialogue, I feel.
Mm.
Yeah.
Whereas plays, because it had been a while since I've done like a play like Cripple of Inishman.
Yeah.
And it's very dialogue heavy. And like, for me, I think I'm just even more entertained by musicals than plays myself as well.
Yeah.
But that's not to say that plays are bad, but if I had to save one, absolutely musicals.
Okay, well reasoned. Kate, anything to add on that front?
They're just fun. And they're like a whole spectacle, right? Like there's singing and there's dancing and
There's just a lot going on. I feel like often what influences people's decision is the dance factor.
Mm.
But I mean, because you guys are WinTech Performing Arts students, you're essentially triple threat, so the dance isn't necessarily, like, you're just like, that's just part of it, right?
Mm.
That's kind of what you guys are being taught to do.
Yeah.
All the things at once. But it, again, because I love a good, like, would you rather, if you had to pick between singing, dancing and acting, what's your fave?
Mine's singing, for sure.
Singing?
I love singing, yeah.
Okay.
I'm kind of torn between acting and singing. I would say...
Sing acting.
Sing acting, yeah. Like, if we could, yeah, just those two. I kind of tied at the top for me.
Okay, great. And last question. I know you guys are doing very well because I'm putting you guys on the spot super hard. But with the show, The Witches of Eastwick, do you have a favourite song in the show? And it doesn't have to be a song that you sing. If that helps.
Oh, I've got one off the bat. There's this song in the second act called Evil that lovely Zara Thompson.
Friend of the show.
We love Zara. She sings that in the second act because she's like the mayor of the town. She's very like uptight and she doesn't like the witches or this guy, Noah.
Thank you. Yeah, you mimed it. I'm like, yeah, this is like, it was perfect mime, though.
Yeah, but she sings like it's like a, it's kind of a show stuff out, so it's
yeah,
a pretty good song.
It is a really good song.
Yeah.
Okay. Noah, anything you would like to contribute?
I really like Dance with the Devil.
Oh, okay. Is that an Act 2 number as well?
That's another Act 2 number.
Okay. How did I know?
So so that's a song that I get to perform with the talented Felix Rowe.
Oh, yep.
And, like, it's just a very high-energy song. And, like, yeah, it's just I like the vibes of it. And, like, even just the dance is really fun. But if it wasn't for, like, being able to be that, do that with him, I'd have to go with the song. It's the duet between Felix Rowe and Eva Orton. Another time, is that something?
Ah, right, yeah.
And that's a very lovely duet. It's honestly my favorite.
It's nice.
Oh, bless. I mean, it's clear that you guys have been working on this one for a while because we got those song titles locked in. But, I mean, I guess as the show, like, it's a team effort because you guys are all in, like, year levels for the Wintec Performing Arts degree. And so does it feel like a real kind of, like, ensemble energy with this one?
I would say so, yeah.
And, like, we've kind of touched on this before that first song break, but you guys have been in rehearsals from, like, September-ish. Mm. And, like, how has the rehearsal process been going?
It's been good,
It's been pretty good. I think everybody's been putting, like, a hard yard into all their different aspects. And
heaps of effort and stuff like that.
Exactly.
And it's, like, a hard time of year because it's, like, the, you know.
The, like, last little push.
It's quite difficult. But even, like, we had a sits bob not too long ago, and the cast was sounding, like, real good with, like, a lot of the numbers.
Mm.
I was quite proud. I was
and
like,
the
wow.
band, hearing the band for the first time
exactly.
was so
that
good.
Was awesome.
I mean, we love a live band.
Yeah.
I don't know how people perform with a live band, but I love watching people do it. I just, I'm not a singer. People think I am, and I'm like, no, I just talk on radio a lot, or I'm just loud. And so people assume that means, but yeah, there is something magical about a band, but I imagine myself in that setting. Like, even if someone's like, okay, sing Happy Birthday with a band, I'd be like, oh, I don't know. But it's quite nice because does it feel like you've kind of got a team who's got your back?
Yeah.
Because, like, they can vamp for you if you need it, right?
Yeah, and exactly. I feel like with, like, Nick Bray, you kind of don't need to worry.
Exactly. Yeah. It's, like, real easy. It's, like, it just shows you this, like, lit path for you with everything. He's just very good at what Nick Bray does.
Oh, great. I mean, it's not the first time we've heard good things about Dr. Nick Bray, and it won't be the last, so call him Nick. But I guess I've got another question that I like to ask actors when I have them in here on That's the Ticket. And because this show is opening very soon, and this isn't your guys' first time doing a show, and so I'm interested to hear your thoughts on opening night versus closing night. Which one is the fave? And I don't know if we want to use this show as an example because it's only you've got four shows.
Yeah.
So, but, you know.
Oh, I feel like closing because, like, opening night, it's, like, fun to do it for the first time.
Yeah.
But, like, closing night, I feel like there's, like, something so special because you, like, I don't know, you kind of, like, look at stuff in a new way. And I feel like it'll be different for you guys because you're in third year and it's, like, your last, like, ever thing with Wintec, so... That'll be, like, sad.
I think it's... Yeah, definitely. I think it's... you with both nights, you want to kind of perfect everything, but for two different reasons. For, like, opening night, you want to perfect everything for the sake of, I want to make this a really good opening, and that'll kind of carry the energy for the rest of the shows. And for closing, you're like, I want to perfect everything because it's the last time I'll be doing these songs. So it's different kind of energies, and I think, like... I like closing for just, like, even when, like, you got a great audience and it's closing, then you feel like you're giving a send-off to, like, these great songs. And, yeah, and I'm not too sure how I'm going to feel.
Yeah.
But it's the final night for this one, seeing as it's going to be the final Wintec one. But, you know.
Yeah. Oh, man. That probably is going to be a whole nother level of closing night. Yeah. But I think that's the thing. Even though I'm sure we're all, like, super professional in that every show is the same.
So
same
true.
Standard.
Continuity.
But yeah, I feel like what you're saying, Noah, is kind of the way I look at it is because I'm an audience member, I'm like, opening night's for me because this is the first time people have done it with, like, an audience. And then it's like closing night, it's like, okay, it's a little bit for you, you
yeah.
know? Because you're thinking, you're like, this is the last time I get to sing the song, etc. Whereas, opening night, you're like, okay, do I remember what I'm doing, where I'm going? I just got to get it right.
Yeah. You know? And then, like, with the audience and, like, the claps, I'm like, I don't know when to, like, calm down from this bench. Like, when do I move on?
I feel like that's the thing, especially when it's a show that's got comedy elements, is when you're in the rehearsal room, you're rehearsing often in front of the same people. And so like, it's like,
I'm doing a deadpan face. If
you're really into the mime today.
I don't know why. But I'm like, I'm on a podcast.
Kate's doing a deadpan face because it's the whole thing of everyone's heard these jokes before, so they're just sitting there.
Yeah.
And then you get in front of an audience and it's the, you know, people's first time engaging with it. And I guess you can never really predict when people, like, obviously there are some bits where you're like, okay, this is a joke, but then you also get the wild card, like, people just laughing at moments you don't expect
exactly.
it.
Yeah,
exactly. Is corpsing, are you guys familiar with that term? Corpsing, it's like when you're trying not to break character.
Oh.
So corpsing is when you, like, break. So, you smile or you laugh or you do something that's not within your role or the script. And is that a challenge sometimes?
Not necessarily for the script reasons.
Yeah.
But, like, I've had experience with said talented Felix Rowe where I've had to try not to, break because of Felix.
Yeah.
And, like, I enjoy working with him so much, but the hardest challenge is trying not to break with him on stage, because there's been times Rivoli, Footloose, and Dirty Rotten last year where he would actively try to make me break in scenes by just doing some stuff.
Come on,
but,
mate.
But, like, he had to make me just really, like, lock in, and if anything, it helped. Just lock.
It genuinely, like, it is literally character building.
Yeah.
Lock it and just, like,
exactly, and just dead face it as much as possible.
Kate, anything to add? Because you laughed considerably when I brought it up.
Well, because, like, at the beginning of one of my songs, Noah's just, like, ad-libbing on everything I say. And so I'm just, like, standing there, like, trying to sing, and I'm like, don't laugh. Because you have some funny, like, little ad-libs, and I'm like, don't laugh.
Sorry.
just look away. Although that's potentially not an option, because if you guys are engaging with each other, you can't just be like, I'm going to look
beyond. I don't even see his face. I just hear him. Like, I can't laugh.
You can just hear him being crack up in the corner, and you're like, okay.
And then, like, Kyle's watching, and Kyle's, like, giggling, and I'm like, oh my god, don't laugh.
Okay, well, like, lock in for some giggling, because it may happen when you get the audience in there. But, you know, circling back to how you guys have been in rehearsals, we're in, like, the midst of Tech Week, are we ready to get this thing in front of a crowd?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm really looking forward to it. Like, for me personally, I want to, like, refine a few more things and just sharpen it as, like, much as possible before getting it out there. But I'm really looking forward to it. I really want to get it out there. It'll be really cool.
I mean, you heard him, guys. So you should be looking forward to it too. The Witches of Eastwick is opening at the Meteor Theatre on the 27th of November and running through to the 29th. More info and tickets are available now at themeteor.co.nz. Now I got to take a break because I've got an important segment. Kate, I don't know if you remember this from when you were on That's the Ticket like 20 years ago. But it's time for a segment. It's called Rick's Pick. And so basically how this works is I have an Uncle Rick. He's a great listener of radio, great listener of music. Mm. And when I started That's the Ticket, what number episode are you guys? 145 episodes. Oh, 245. Apologies.
Oh.
I know I don't look a day over 145, right? But, 245 episodes ago, Uncle Rick was like, hey, Hannah, here's a list of songs that I like. And each week you can pick a song from the list and we'll play Rick's Pick. And it's really great because A, it means I don't have to pick my own music. And B, it's been quite educational. And then the third, no one asked for this C bit, but I now try and pick songs from the list that relate to, like, who I'm talking to or what we're talking about. And I'm like, no one asked for this English essay of why I picked the song. But we get it every week and we love it. And so I've gone for a song. It's by Bobby Darin and it's called Dream Lover, because that's essentially how you kind of enter the show, right? Because they sing a magic song. Mm-hmm. There's Brownie involved, right?
There is Brownie involved.
Yeah, I did read the blurb, guys.
Brownie's involved in the blurb?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it was on Wikipedia.
Well, there is a Brownie. I did say a line about Brownies.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, you just kind of magically appear and you're meant to be like their dream dude, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that is the case.
So
yeah.
Can I get achieved or a merit for this English essay of why I picked this song?
That's like excellence level.
Excellence,
I'll
right.
give high merit, but yeah.
Okay. First and last time on That's the Ticket now. Nah.
Sorry.
Oh, jinkies. Anyway, Uncle Rick, as always, thank you for your picks, and I hope you enjoy this one, mate. Of a track this week, Uncle Rick. A bit of a classic, but fitting. That was Dream Lover by Bobby Darin, and I had a very lengthy explanation of how it ties into The Witches of Eastwick, which is a musical that is opening at the Medial Theatre this week. I've got a couple of cast members today. I feel like we've covered a lot of ground, but I want to kind of revert to being a bit cheeky because it's what I love to do. And safe space, but were either of you familiar with The Witches of Eastwick before you were, like, cast in it as, like, a part of your WinTech assessment, etc.?
Yeah, so when I was in, like, first year, so last year, I did, like, a scene into song from The Witches of Eastwick, so, like, we did the first song we sing in the show. But it's funny because it's the role I got cast in. So.
It's a bit of a full circle moment there, sis.
Yeah, full circle moment.
Noah, did you also do a scene?
No, unfortunately not. So I do recall watching the assessment, and that's my only prior knowledge
of
the show.
And you thought it was so good.
I thought it was so good. I started crying, I started clapping and standing up.
I really hope you did, man, because, like, you know, support your cohort. But now that we've been kind of deep in the trenches on this one, whenever I have people in musicals on the show, I like to ask, because I feel like there's two very different and strong sides to this one, but if you're in a musical, once the show is done, will you listen to it again, or do you have to wait, like, at least, like, 2 to 3 years before you even touch it?
I feel like I'll probably listen to a few songs. I am guilty of still listening to tracks of musicals I've done over the past few years and still listening to them to this day.
I mean, I don't know if you... You don't need to say guilty. There's nothing bad about it.
Guilty.
But Kate, you reckon you're gonna...
Yeah, I think, like, the trio songs that I get to sing with Georgia and Letitia, they're so, like, nice. Like, the harmonies are so good. And I really, like the songs, like, even when, like, I'm not singing it. But, yeah, so I think I will. I like those songs, so yeah.
And because obviously you guys have both been doing the WinTech Performing Arts degree, and as part of that, you know, you're doing a lot of shows, you're doing a lot of stuff. And so how long do shows, like, stay in your head? Does that make sense? Because it's like, is it like once the show's done, you're like, cool, get rid of that from my brain so I have space for more blocking, you know?
That's interesting. I haven't really thought about it.
Yeah.
I think it is, depends on what is coming next. If I know I have something else coming up next, then I think my brain is kind of quick to delete those files from memory.
Yeah, that's so true.
But even like if nowadays I still like have a vague memory. Of,
yeah, like, so like if a song starts playing, you'll be like, oh, still got the choreo.
Or like I noticed like I'm bad at remembering choreography, but it's more lines that I can remember better. Like for like even Cripple of Inishman lines, I can still like remember because it's like inside jokes now with like me and my friends. So
okay,
it's like,
hit us. No, I'm kidding. Please do the monologue from Act 3. I don't know if that exists. I'm just making it up, but you look like you're genuinely trying to remember now.
I'm trying to think like... No, I don't think I can remember.
That's okay. It's not a test. It's so bad,
Noah.
Inside jokes aren't 5 hours long with a paragraph.
Wow. Okay. And then that's a nice segue because I do want to ask, like, line learning, it's a thing. Sometimes it's a challenge. Do we have any, like, line learning methods?
Oh.
Because I've had some interesting stuff here on the show.
Oh.
And so I always like to ask. I did this year was the first time I got someone with a photographic memory.
Really?
Yeah, I know. And I'm like, you're just going to make everyone jealous.
Yeah.
That's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
I just like go over it a bunch. Or like even when like we do the scene a couple times, like I feel like I've got like a good idea of what I'm saying. Like, yeah.
I think for me, it was quite hard to learn lines without running. Anything. There's like when we started doing blocking, then that's when it became a lot easier for me. Like, because it felt like I could put like a kind of like, as like Julia Booth would say, like a musicality to it, or like
friend of the show, Julia. Yeah.
Or like musicality to it, beats to it. And then like, I can kind of like replay that in my head as I learn the script. And like, yeah, that became like for me a way to just learn better. Once we like blocked the whole show, I was like, okay, I can learn this script like very easily, and it just kind of like became easier and easier the more I started reading through it.
I feel like, again, not an actor, but that makes sense. I briefly came out of retirement this year to be in a play, and I remember in one of the early rehearsals, it was like, okay, do all your lines sitting down, do all your lines sitting up, do all your lines walking around. And the movement was so much easier. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why, but it's probably similar to what I was probably experiencing, similar to what you were describing right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, the other thing we get quite a lot of is people, like, recording themselves and, like, listening to the lines or listening to their cues.
Yeah.
And I'm like, even the effort of doing that would probably help you learn your lines.
Yeah, real.
And then I guess songs, that's probably, is that the easiest thing to learn and remember? Oh, pause, dramatic. Wasn't expecting that. Nah? Really?
Sometimes I like. Sometimes I find songs like a little bit harder.
Yeah.
But I feel like. Well, for this one, I feel like it was harder for me because, I feel like I'm like singing every 5 seconds. Like.
Yeah. I completely get that. I think it was more. Like, just even trying to find the material was a bit of
a
headache. But, like, when I did a bit of a note bash session with Julia Booth, and, like, that helped a lot better, like, just to be like, okay. And then, like...
Can I just ask what you mean by note bash?
So, like... so...
Podcast that, host. You got to explain it.
So, that would be just Julia would play the notes of the song that I'd be singing and just, like, kind of make sure I'm getting that right. And then okay. I'd give it a recording. So, of me either singing it or her just playing the notes so I can go back okay. and bash the notes into my head.
Wow, okay. That sounds safe. just bash is not something I associate with, like, learning or or singing. But, no, I can get behind it. I guess, yeah, Kate, you're singing every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Are you scared you're going to get the songs mixed up? Or just get the words mixed up?
Nah. Because sometimes I'm, like, in the, like, there's, like, one song, like, in the I Wish I'm In, I'm like, oh, the verses are, like, very similar.
Mm. Yeah.
And so I'm always like, what comes next? But, like, then I'm like, oh, my brain knows. I'm just thinking it. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Just trust the pilot. And as an audience member, as long as it's in tune, I probably won't notice. You know, I won't be like, oh, my gosh, you said cat when it's meant to be in the next verse. Like, you know, whatever example that was. But I want to take a step away from the Witches of Eastwick just real quick. And, like, obviously we've addressed that, Noah, this is your last thing with WinTech.
Yeah.
Kate, you've still got a year to go. But I know that you guys are both very active in the creative community. And so I want to ask if we've got any other upcoming creative projects on the books that we can talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was announced, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Even if it wasn't, just tell me. It's just between us, guys.
Okay, so we are both involved with the Next to Normal with Bold
Theatre next year. Oh, my goodness. Congratulations. Who are we playing?
So I'll be understudying both Gabe and Henry.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, and I'll be understudying Natalie. Yeah.
Great.
Girl, so that's cool.
Oh, I do love Next to Normal.
It's so good. It's like one of my faves. I love that show.
It's one of my bucket lists, but I'm glad that someone's doing it. It's one of those shows that I never thought I would get to see in my hometown.
Yeah.
That's similar. It might be before your guys' time, but Heather's the Musical.
Yeah. Oh.
I produced that because it was my bucket list show.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
Well, no, I got Black Box Creative were kind enough to ask me if I wanted to come on and produce it, and I'm like, yes. And so it's always great because it's that whole thing of it's a show you never thought you'd get to see in your hometown.
Are you going to go see it?
Next to Normal, yeah, with Bells on.
No, in Auckland, Heather's in Auckland.
Oh, yeah.
I am undecided.
Yeah.
When tickets went on sale, I looked at the ticket prices and I'm like, I don't know if I can make this decision right now. But, it's really exciting that it's touring. Coming to Auckland because it'll be really cool, like, it's been enough time, I think, that I can engage with that show again.
Yeah, really.
Because once it wrapped, I'm like, I cannot listen to this ever again. Because like, I was obsessed with it when I was at university, and so I'd like listen to it every day for like 3 years, and then I did it, and I'm like, okay, enough. But, you know, there's a few more on the list, and the way things are going in Hamilton, I wouldn't be surprised if I get to see them anyway. Mm. But so when... How do you guys do have a break between finishing The Witches of Eastwick and cracking into that one, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Quite a big break.
Okay, that's good, because I get a lot of people on That's the Ticket where they're kind of like working on two shows at once, and I'm like, guys, chill out.
Yeah, I can't do that, no.
No?
Yeah.
Have you tried?
I don't think so. I think there was a time where I tried.
I'm not saying you should.
I think there was a time where there was a bit of... crossover and it wasn't working, so I had to detach from one show.
Yeah. Again, actors, listen. No, I'm kidding. Anything else you want to plug before I get into my last segment, which is plugging upcoming events?
I don't think so. Just come see Witches of Eastwick.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's solid. That was a dramatic pause, and I was like, what else could you possibly have?
That's memory recalling at the moment. Yeah.
Cool. Well, I'm just going to rattle off some upcoming events. Feel free to interject or just have a cheeky chill. Here are some of the cool creative happenings coming up in Kirikiriroa Hamilton in the not-so-distant future. So The Witches of Eastwick, which Kate was just mentioning, is running at the Meteor Theatre from the 27th to the 29th of November. There's 7pm shows plus a cheeky 2pm matinee on the 29th of November. More info and tickets are available now at themeteor.co.nz. Over at Rivoli Theatre, Disney's Freaky Friday the Musical is running right now until the 13th of December. Shows are at 7:30pm plus they have a 2pm matinee on the 29th of November too. More info and tickets are available at iTicket. Over in the Beyond section of That's the Ticket, which is Cambridge, similar to Eastwick, right? So Gaslight Theatre has The Grinch-ish running 29 November to 13 December. More info on tickets at gaslight.nz. And Taylor, a tribute to the Eras tour, the Eras of Taylor Swift, is in at Clarence Street Theatre on the 13th of November with a 7pm show. More info on tickets at Ticketek. Sorry, that's the 13th of December, not November, because I'm like, that day has passed. I know it's on Taylor Swift's birthday, that's why it's like on theme. So that's for the Swifties. But that's probably about it from me. I guess all I've got to say is break a leg, team.
Thank you so much.
If you're not theory, that means that I'm wishing them well. I swear, I'm not threatening my guests. I'm really glad that they came. But break a leg to you, to the rest of the cast. And thanks for coming in and having a chat. I know it's a busy time, but I appreciate getting the inside scoop. Well,
thank you for having us.
Anytime. I'm sure you'll be back if you keep on the way you guys are going. But I'm going to play us out with another song from That's the Ticket that Kyle sent in. So shot, Kyle. it's Make Him Mine.
Yeah.
Do you get to sing this one?
Yeah, I get to sing.
Okay. How do you feel about it?
I like this song.
Okay, it's, I mean, you kind of have to say
yeah.
it. You can't end this episode of That's the Ticket saying, I actually really hate singing this one. It's my worst. But feel free to sing along. And to my lovely listeners, you can bet I'll be back with a fresh episode of That's the Ticket in the not-so-distant future. But until then, enjoy this and go see The Witches of Eastwick. Matua.
If I could ask, if I could choose, what sort of man might fill the shoes I'd like to find inside my door? What man might fill those Tom McCanns?
What would I ask?
Yes. What indeed?
What would I dare?
What would I dare?
I'd ask the moon.
I'd ask
if I thought the moon would care.
If we're going to do this, we're going to do this right. I close my eyes and I see him there.
Everything I dreamed of.
Warm, attentive.
Oh, no. Smooth, successful.
Stalwart and strong.
I close my eyes and it's past compare.
Everything I hoped for.
Everything I pictured.
Everything I wanted all along.
Make him mine, make him mine, make him handsome as the devil, yet perfectly divine. Make him mine, the ultimate companion, the ideal design, a matter of man in one man. Make him.
Dark, enchanted,
filled with secrets,
frightened to feel.
I close my eyes and my heart's laid bare.
Everything I hoped for,
everything I pictured,
everything I wanted,
and it all seems so real.
Strength, a man of means.
likes to read
with callous hands,
who wears a suit,
who likes to paint,
who works the land,
runs an office,
a gentle soul,
a man of war, more than a fan,
a massive hand,
that's all I'm asking for.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.